WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. White House Budget Office has told agencies to come up with mass firing plans in the event of a government shutdown next week. Top Democrats still urging the president to return to the negotiating table. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
Democrats are ready, willing, and able to sit down with anyone, at any place, at any time, to avoid the Republican-caused government shutdown.
Sources tell CBS News federal prosecutors will decide on criminal charges against former FBI Director James Comey before the statute of limitations expires next week. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
Trump allies have accused Comey of lying to Congress 5 years ago this month when his testimony conflicted with other witnesses.
A rap mogul scheduled to appear at court in New York ahead of next week's sentencing. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Sean Combs' lawyers will argue today that the sex acts performed by his two former girlfriends were consensual.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. Republican lawmakers announced new legislation on Monday to help the forest industry grow. Sholly Pittman has more.
Republican state lawmakers say they want to revitalize the forest industry in northern Wisconsin with a new biofuel plant in Hayward. A new bill would provide $60 million in tax credits and $150 million in state bonding to build the facility. The plant would be a partnership between Wisconsin-based Johnson Timber and Syntech Fuels, a German energy company. Senator Mary Falzkowski says the project could create about 150 jobs and generate over $1 billion in annual economic impact. The facility would convert 880,000 tons of wood residue into aviation fuel every year, with at least 80% of that wood coming from Wisconsin forests. Lawmakers say the bill would also improve forest management. They point to a drop in timber harvests since the 2020 closure of the Wisconsin Rapids paper mill. The bill was announced on Monday. If approved, production could begin in 2029.
The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is advising residents of a new scam that has been popping up across the state. According to agency officials, a number of residents have received contact from scammers claiming to be human resource representatives from various real companies like Amazon. The scammers claim to have seen the victim's resume on a job search site before claiming they could connect the victim to remote jobs with high salaries. They then send the victim an official-looking contract and request personal and banking information. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm.
The Brewers return home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers are back to host the Reds tomorrow night. They beat the Padres 3-1 to finish the regular season with the most wins on the road, 45. Jackson Chourio, though, just 1-for-4 at the plate. Pat Murphy.
He's had some not-so-good at-bats where he leaves his zone, chases down especially, or chases up. As young as he is, hopefully he learns.
NFL, it's the Packers and the Cowboys in Dallas on Sunday night. I asked Micah Parsons if he's ever spoken to Cowboys owner Jerry Jones since being traded to Green Bay.
Nah, I mean, I never even heard from Jerry Jones himself when I even got traded. I found out through my agent. Like, I haven't talked to Jerry Jones since, like, what, OTAs?
Jones on The Fan in Dallas.
Jerry, do you think with the Micah deal that you let your money get mad and it just became a little bit too personal versus a football decision?
Absolutely not. Not at all. It was nothing personal. I told you I like Micah.
That's Cowboys owner Jerry Jones with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 98.9 WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 74 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the low to mid 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, low to mid 70s with this sunny, dry trend continuing through the weekend and most of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now, it's 48. where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We don't always agree politically, but Bill McCosh.
Thanks for having me. You want to talk Brewers first?
It's been a really special season, and it's not whether you're wearing red or blue hats, it's yellow and blue.
How do you come together in politics? This is one of the ways.
Yeah.
Find some common ground and then expand on that. And right. Then you got to listen to the other side.
Our neighbors are not our enemies. We can disagree politically, but still find ways to bring our community together.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Jeopardy champ Ben Chan into the studio. He'll make the popcorn pick of the week. And Norm Kopesky from Appleton Cigar drops by to talk about his beard contest.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Old Falls Radio, WXCO.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Hey, good morning. It is 7:06. Nice to have you back here in Madison, not the Lake Wissota studios. I guess we could call them, Parker Olson's here with me as well. Is it the Lake Monona studio, the Lake Mendota studio? I mean, we're on the isthmus here, so I don't know which lake is technically closer to us.
I could say
the Isthmus Studios, but then the newspaper people would get mad at us.
Yeah, they'll probably get annoyed, I would probably go with Mendota.
Okay, from our Lake Mendota studios, welcome to Studio A2. Brittany Merlot, meteorologist, is here as well to talk about the weather. But first, Brittany, can you believe we're in the same room, Parker and I?
No. I can't even believe it. It doesn't look like it, first of all. And
right?
Second, I'm jealous.
I know. It's quite the party here. See,
I'm
over here.
Parker turned his camera.
On the camera that you got out of a Cracker Jack box or something like that.
Pretty close.
It always looks like Parker has jaundice or something. And meanwhile.
I can't even argue. Yeah.
Both Luke Mathers and Todd Allbaugh, apparently I badgered them a lot about the video quality coming out of this place. I know it's a radio show, but if you're going to stream video, you should put a little effort behind it. They put a lot of effort behind it. I mean, this thing is so Vegas looking behind me. I am waiting for a cocktail. What John or Gordy should be dressed up as a cocktail waitress and offer to serve me something before I go watch Dean Martin and Don Rickles perform in the lounge down here. This is a wild setup.
It's very bright.
It is very bright. I am very complimented and more than a little intimidated at what they're able to pull off when you just say, "Hey, can we just not have a blank wall behind me?" Like, all right, Kreitlow, how about this? A little bit of overkill. I like it. Hey, coming up in just a moment, we haven't forgotten, it's our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. That keyword is coming up shortly, but we've kept Brittany waiting long enough, so y'all keep waiting for that keyword. It is coming. But first, Brittany, as I was driving down yesterday from Chippewa Falls, and it timed out perfectly. I got in the Jeep right when the Brewer game was starting because they had afternoon baseball and got here just as it was over. It was such a gorgeous, sunny drive. We don't have the fall colors thing going yet, but I really could not argue otherwise with what we had, how much of that carries over into today and beyond.
Oh, so much of it. We have a beautiful forecast. Once we get through this fog, a lot of thick fog scattered throughout the state this morning, dense in places, less than a mile visibility. So if you still have somewhere to go, still trying to get to work, leave early, drive slow, be safe out there. It is pretty thick in spots. That will lift by 9 o'clock this morning, that dense fog advisory from Ashland to Green Bay, and of course, north and east of that area. The rest of the state, though, just patchy spots of it, especially in those low-lying river areas. Otherwise, a bright and beautiful day. Mostly sunny once again. Highs in the low to mid-70s. A few of us will hit some upper 70s today. And then we push repeat for tomorrow. We get even warmer into the weekend, where down south, you're going to be hitting 80 degrees. Up north, upper 70s. We hold that trend for the entire weekend into next week. I was trying to find rain in the forecast. It doesn't look like it's going to be here until next weekend. So we've got a long, dry stretch of a ton of sunshine. Gorgeous.
So the top might come down off the Jeep for a time.
Yeah, here. For a week straight, you can pull it off. That right. I'm going
to
do it.
All right. Well, good. That's good to know. From Robbie says, good morning from Tigerton. It is foggy and 52 degrees. The visibility in Tigerton is a mile. So Pat's Chippewa Valley fog that they've had the last few mornings made it to Tigerton today. I'm not sure fog commutes like that, but I get the sentiment.
I like to think that it does.
Yeah, well, yeah, in some horror movies, you know, the blob, you know. Let's see. Rob mowed 5 yards in the Tigerton and Wittenberg areas yesterday. The weather was beautiful. Today he's got 5 lawns to mow, so he's going to be busy. Yesterday had a cheeseburger lunch at Rachel's Roadside. Pat, Brittany, and everyone out there, you have to stop at Rachel's Roadside in Wittenberg for their great food. Well, that's awfully nice. Tony, commenting on the background here, says the natural light in Pat's home office can't be matched. That's true. Yeah. That's the one nice thing I got going. But then he goes on to say, if we're talking backgrounds, I'm still missing behind Parker the dear leader portrait of the handsome and capable Luke Mathers. We did talk about that. Where's the portrait of Luke looking over your shoulder?
We should do that, actually. That would be pretty easy to do. You know what would be easier to do?
What?
Is we could get a slide and put it on the little TV behind you.
Put it on the TV behind you here?
Yeah.
Yes, we could do that. Actually, what I'd like to do, but it might come off mean, so I'm going to go ahead and spoil it right now.
Oh, boy.
Is that we come out to a 3-shot like this sometime, and you've got a portrait of Luke over your shoulder, and there's one over my shoulder, and there's one over Brittany's shoulder. It just completely has that dear leader look to it. Oh, that would be... It would all be in good fun, Mr. Mathers. Just, I want to make sure that I emphasize that. So,
oh, he says no, period.
Oh, okay.
Well, come on, fine. Luke.
Dang it.
He's that's why he's the boss. Brittany, thank you so much. We'll talk to you in the next hour.
Sounds good.
All right. Remember, sign up for those newsletters that we put out at Up North News by heading over to upnorthnewswi.com. We have a weekday version. We have a Sunday morning version that focuses on politics, including our question of the week. And then Civic Media has a brand new newsletter. And, I mean, it is a good-looking newsletter. Really worth taking a peek at. Head to civicmediatoday.substack.com. Again, civicmediatoday.substack.com for that. I guess it's time for a keyword here. I've kept everybody waiting long enough over
Let's
here.
Go. Let's All have right. a little fun with these
Well,
keywords.
Good. All right. It is time. Oh, look at that. That cool music there. I like it.
I do kind of think it sounds like a monkey every now and then. I don't really know what that's about. But
time for the day's first round of the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Green and gold. You can get cash and jewelry. Do that through the Civic Media app. Look up one of the stations. Use the text button for this 7 a.m. hour. You have to text us this hour's keyword before 8 a.m. There are 7 chances to win throughout the day, different keywords each time, so you can enter up to 7 times a day. Of all the day's entries in this multi-station, multi-state game, one lucky winner will get $200 cash, that's the green, and a gold-plated chain. And then one really lucky winner from all the entries for the whole 2-week contest will win the grand prize of 2 club-level indoor seats to see Green Bay versus Minnesota. Play a little football, a Green Bay home game on November 23rd at noon, plus a gas card to get you to the game. Total value of this grand prize package is more than $1,500. Full contest rules at civicmedia.us. All right, here is this hour's keyword to text us before 8 a.m. Fall. Not autumn, it's fall. F-A-L-L. The word is fall, y'all. F-A-L-L. Your next chance to enter will be during the 9 o'clock hour of Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air and Greg Bach. So go for the green and gold before 8 o'clock today and send us the keyword fall. There. How simple was that? Parker, we've had non-perfect shows, right? We've had days where we've had our rough patches.
We've had a hiccup or so.
Have we ever caused 10,000 gallons of wastewater to be dumped into Lake Michigan?
Not that I'm aware of.
I mean, metaphorically, perhaps, but not quite literally.
No.
The story from Caitlin Luby in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, employee error causes wastewater overflow that dumped 10,000 gallons into Lake Michigan. Apparently, it happened during a shift change. Not sure where the miscommunication occurred, but an employee observed wastewater overtopping the emergency overflow structure at their South Shore facility on September 23rd. Let's see. The overflow lasted about 30 minutes, and there is potential for human exposure through recreational use of the waterway. Apparently, too much water came through a gate when it shouldn't have, and untreated wastewater overtopped an emergency barrier there. Corrective actions were taken as soon as it was discovered. Oops.
Whoops. Yes.
I mean,
in essence, oops.
I mean, every job has those things that you could do. That to me is a pretty big one. That's on par with like Homer Simpson working at a nuclear power plant, you know, and hitting a particular button.
Yeah.
So it raises this question.
Oh boy.
What have you done?
What have I done?
Well, and I'm talking to the listeners.
Oh.
Yeah. What have you done?
I thought I screwed up and you were trying to get me there. Okay.
Tell us a story about something that you've done. Or a coworker, but you gotta, you know, protect people. We're not here to slander people or get them in trouble, so you gotta be nice about it. And mine isn't anywhere on par with, you know, 10,000 gallons of wastewater.
Yeah.
But in this business, it is very possible to say the wrong thing and to have to then apologize on air. And I did that once in my first radio job out of college.
Ooh.
Where somebody told me a story about something that had happened to their car in a car wash.
Sure.
And it was a funny story. I'm not even going to bore you with the details, but it seemed funny. But I thought, well, you know, I'll try to make it as generic as possible. Well, needless to say, the owner of the local car wash heard the story and, you know, construed it in a way that all the listeners would know that it was the local car wash, despite my attempts to say otherwise. And I got to say, that's the only time I've truly cheesed off a sponsor and got read the riot act. And I mean, truly read the riot act and having to apologize on air the next day. Now, there are a lot worse things that can happen in this business. There's naughty words and there's, you know, slander and getting your facts wrong and all of that. So I feel very fortunate that way. But, you know, again, it's not 10,000 gallons of sewage. So, and we can't even ask you, Mr. Parker, to make a confession because, I mean, this is kind of early in your career and, you know, you can't.
Trying to think of anything that I did in college. I don't really know of anything. There were.
Wait, you told me there were like super issues, you know, where you put like the wrong word on screen or something like that. I don't know. Tony asking, how big are those FCC fines again? Well, yeah, that's why we.
Let's not talk about that.
Yeah, let's see. Alicia, Navy vet, says she was on the flight deck 2005 moving jets. I was in the cockpit. The yellow shirt on the deck pulled an ordnance pin that had flares attached. Arming the flares near the tail hook almost took out two sailors working on the tail hook. Yeah, see, that's a story right there.
That's worse than anything we've probably done.
Yeah, again, haven't taken out sailors, haven't blown up a plane, anything like that. Tony reminds us that Parker's still on probation, isn't he? He can't really incriminate himself.
How do you know
yet.
About that, Tony? I thought that the background check was confidential.
I know, but everybody knows you're still relatively new here. So remind me of this next week when John and Gordy are on, because John and Gordy have been involved in broadcasting for something like 78 years, and I'm sure that they've got some stories to tell as well. So we'll look forward to that. Anyway, and you can continue to share your stories. Either get in the comment sections of Facebook or YouTube for either Up North News or for Civic Media, or use the Civic Media app. Or best of all, if you're able to, get over to the Civic Media app and use the voice note feature and tell us the story.
Yeah.
I'd love to get more people using that voice note feature and tell us what happened. Now, obviously, we'll have to make sure that there isn't anything slander, libelous, anything like that. But tell us a story about a big-time goof at work. We'd love to hear that. Coming up, we're going to be talking to State Democratic Party Chair Devin Remiker about a very busy 2026 campaign season that is already underway. We're part of America's Up North wherever we are in Wisconsin, including here in Madison, live. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Are you looking for ways to give back to your local community? Use volunteerwisconsin.org to find opportunities to volunteer your time with organizations making a difference near you. As we celebrate United Ways Month, we're also celebrating you. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center to find out more about local opportunities to get involved. Volunteerwisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Matt and Air on Air.
The borders are. Tom Homan was investigated for accepting $50,000 from undercover FBI agents.
50 grand in a fast food bag as a payoff. If Kamala Harris would have accepted a fast food bag full of fast food, it would have been congressional hearings, yes. 24 hours on every network that hated them.
It's corruption palooza, man. Yeah.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
It's Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh, and every other Thursday we get an opportunity to talk about what's happening at the Grand Theater with the Executive Director of the Grand and the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation, Sean Wright. I do see some low ticket alerts.
Yes.
A number of these shows already, the tickets are moving pretty well.
Yeah, they are. Illuminate, great family show coming up in a couple Saturdays. That show is basically sold out, just a handful of tickets left. Tusk, which is a really fantastic Fleetwood Mac tribute band, tickets getting really low for that show as well. And then a couple of shows in November, we did add and have added a matinee for Cirque Musica Holiday because our 7:30 p.m. show is basically sold out. So if people missed out on that opportunity, we've got a second show lined up for that one. And then we just roll through a busy fall with a lot of really fantastic shows and a lot of shows we've just put on sale as well.
So it's not too early for the late fall and maybe even the Christmas season if you think you're going to want to go to these shows to jump on those tickets.
No, absolutely not. I mean, looking at the holiday season, Oak Ridge Boys is already sold out. One of the two Mannheim Steamroller shows basically sold out. Cirque Dreams was last year. Cirque Music Holiday, the 7:30 sold out. So both Mannheim and Cirque Musica, we've added a second show. So those tickets are going fast. And of course, nothing says the holidays like Steve-O, who will be at the Grand in December. But
how hard is it to add a show like that? To say, hey, we've sold out. We'd like you to do another show.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to, there's a couple considerations. One, the artist has to actually be interested in doing it. Secondly, then you've got to look at it from a a cost perspective. Mm-hmm. You know, we like to do it when we can because we provide the opportunity for people to see the show. But you obviously, if you're successful on one show, you don't want to turn around and, right. and lose those dollars on the second show. And obviously, a second show brings in additional costs. And so there's a lot of back and forth. Yeah. And sometimes it's just not feasible from the artists or the attraction's travel schedule, whether they're traveling in or traveling out. And we've run into that once or twice with a show that we'd wanted to add a second show, and they've wanted to add a second show, but then they've looked at the mileage and said, well, we're coming from Des Moines. That would mean we would have to load in at 5 a.m, and we physically cannot get here from, you know, a midnight out in Des Moines to a 5 a.m. load in Wausau.
Even when the lights are good.
Correct, exactly.
And I guess before we wrap it up, it's not too late to become a subscriber, is it?
No, not too late. Obviously, only season show we've had so far was the Righteous Brothers. So, yeah, 30-plus shows still remaining in the season. And, yeah, 4 shows or more gets you all the benefits of subscription, including discounted tickets on those shows that you select, and the opportunity as we add shows, as we have those, you know, those second shows for those holiday shows, Justin Willman, Marshall Tucker Band, Steve O, and the rest, to you know, you get first access to those tickets as well. So absolutely, plenty of shows to choose from to subscribe.
And any updates on the Second Century campaign you'd like to share?
Yeah, where we are excited. We are, you know, at that point where starting to really get real. Spent some time with our seating company over the last week, finalizing the details, the cup holders, very important cup holders, you know, the layout of the seats. And yeah, it's fun to see the, you know, the step from a photo to a physical sample seat, sure. to a shop drawing to, you know, quickly getting into production. And
are you confident when you make the decisions? Because sometimes it can actually be hard when you have choices.
It's so hard. It really is. And, you know, and then you want to be so right variables.
Because this is for years.
Yeah, I mean, literally, we had multiple staff yesterday sitting there with the sample seat and the cup holder samples they've sent us, like, what if we put it up this high? What about this level? Right. What about that level? You know, and everybody had a different opinion. Like, oh, I like reaching down. So it's like, but then if you're reaching down, you know, suddenly your hair is in somebody's face. Okay, well, let's keep it. I mean, yeah. yes. And then there's just the simple, what can they do, you know, manufacturing wise and everything. So but that's an exciting thing because we are moving into the point of the campaign where it's going from, there's dates on the schedule and we have some pretty renderings to, no, these are, you know, seats are getting ordered and materials.
It's becoming real, isn't it?
It's becoming very real. So, you know, we still obviously have, you know, about $4 million to go to our fundraising goal. So, you know, people can, we've unveiled a new website, grand100.org, that has all of the Second Century details. You can get it obviously on grandtheater.org, but the grand100.org has everything, all of the, you know, great content that Sadie Fisher has created and you know, information about the campaign, people who have donated, opportunities for people to get involved and be part of the campaign. And that'll be the hub, because as these things start happening, it'll be the great people. We know people will want to see all the fun things that are coming up. I believe, I think we're a couple weeks from now, we're supposed to see the all of the non-fixed seat furniture package. So all the seating you'll see elsewhere in other areas of the Grand.
I don't know if you've thought about this. This is an idea, because sometimes when there's a ballpark that's being built, they have a camera that's follows along.
There will absolutely be a time lapse within the theater so that people can see, especially because, you know, the fact that we are doing all of this work over this really abbreviated closure means there's going to be a lot of various things going on at the same time. This is not a project where, okay, the seating company comes in and they take their 2 months, and then the painting company comes in and they take their month.
And I'm sure they're all very aware of this, that this window is pretty narrow.
They're very aware of this, and I don't want to know the things they're saying about us, and me in particular, behind closed doors.
All right. Well, again, great shows coming up. Check out grandtheater.org, and that's grandtheater with the ER.org, and grand100.org to get further information on the Second Century campaign as well. So, Sean, I always say it's busy, but it's going to keep getting busier and busier, so try to enjoy it.
You know, we will. I don't have any Cardinals playoff baseball to watch, so, you know, I've got plenty of time on my hands.
You'll become sort of the above-the-fray baseball playoff expert in a couple of weeks.
I will root for the Brewers.
There you go.
It's time.
It gets into the bloodstream, right?
We've got 11 world championships. You know, we can
yeah, and I'm sure you like to remind people when you are a little down. Yeah, we still have those 11 world championships.
The last one was a long time ago. So.
Very good. But Sean, always great to see you.
Yeah.
Sean Wright from the Grand Theater. We have the Farm Report coming up and then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
98.9 WXCO, Wausau's real news and great conversation, and home to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
A lot of Wisconsin farmers frustrated that China still is not engaging in our markets. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's influencing agribusiness trade today. Well, some Midwest lawmakers don't want to wait for negotiations. They want to try to take matters into their own hands. So a group of lawmakers met with a senior trade negotiator from China. Arlen Suderman, chief economist of commodities for StoneX, talks about the potential ramifications of that meeting that took place on Monday.
Yeah, it's unclear who initiated the conversation, whether it was Midwest politicians and industry representatives or whether it was China's lead negotiator who did so. But nonetheless, there are reports that they did have a meeting. I'm assuming a virtual meeting because I think any physical meeting would have had more reports around it. Whether there was progress made in that or not is unclear. There certainly are some indications that perhaps China would like to see some type of an agreement.
Arlen Suderman, he's a chief commodities analyst with StoneX. He says right now it appears China's economy needs a boost. That's part of the reason why these conversations were initiated. Did the conversations help? We'll take a look at where numbers stand going into a Thursday trade session. That's next.
Next on our Corn Hall of Fame tour, Pioneer brand Power Core and List Corn.
Ooh, look at all the trophies.
Yes. Power Core Enlist beats competitors with a 7.7 bushel per acre yield advantage. Three distinct modes of pest control action and unsurpassed herbicide flexibility mean above ground pests and weeds can't win.
But what if they try?
They wouldn't dare.
Plant the 100th season of Pioneer. Visit pioneer.com/powerup.
Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin is building strong farms for a strong future right here in America's Dairyland. Join them and Pam Yonke at World Dairy Expo on October 1st and 2nd at 1 p.m. at booths 3403 and 3404 in the Exhibition Hall.
Axiota Animal Health is focused on science-based solutions for dairy animal health. Multimin 90 provides a blend of injectable vitamins. Lactopro helps support high-energy diets. Learn more about Axiota on Thursday, October 2nd at 9:30 a.m. or visit axiota.com.
Barrel cheese on Wednesday went up 3.5 cents to 164.5. 40-pound block cheese was a penny stronger at 164, but the AA butter dropped 6 cents to 162 a pound. Now, early this morning, our October Class 3 milk that goes into cheese, down 11 right now, 1693 a hundredweight. Currently, December new crop corn is up a penny and a half at 426. November new crop soybeans are up 5.5 cents at 1015. Currently, July new crop wheat up 2.5 at 563 a bushel. Maybe inspired in part by that conversation with China. That's a quick update on where the markets stand on a Thursday morning. I'm PM Yankee.
You're listening to 98.9 WXCO, Wausau's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 74 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the low to mid 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, low to mid 70s with this sunny, dry trend continuing through the weekend and most of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
My problem is I don't ever eat fish fries, so when I do it, I overdo it. I ordered a large perch. I ate everything on my plate, and I felt like I wanted to die. And now I don't want to eat fish again, maybe ever.
I know it's a staple to get breaded fish, but if you don't get the bread on it, you know, you can kind of get away with eating more.
I'm not trying to gain weight for football here. I'm like, I just want to have a nice meal.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Todd Alba.
Jimmy Kimmel is back on Late Night. Keegan Kelly is in from Crack.com to tell us what it means moving forward, and we'll recombobulate with Dan Schaefer. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Coming to you live on this Thursday from Madison Studio A2, I'm Pat Kreitlow, Parker Olson here producing. We'll talk to Devin Remiker, State Democratic Party Chair, in just a sec. First, a reminder that the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest is going on, as it does every morning in the 7 o'clock hour this week and next week. So you have until 8 o'clock to text us the keyword FALL, F-A-L-L, before 8 o'clock. Then there will be more chances throughout the day to text keywords in, and so you can get multiple entries for the daily prize, which is some cash and some jewelry, and the grand prize, which is some very coveted football tickets. So FALL, F-A-L-L, is what you want to text before 8 o'clock. All right, we've talked about a couple of political matters today, obviously, already, not just the political violence in Dallas from yesterday that I mentioned in our previous segment, but the entry of Congressman Tom Tiffany into the governor's race, his attempt to shift his stance on abortion, and also the fact that 2026 is going to be one busy year, not just the general election, but there will be primaries in many districts, congressional districts, legislative districts, governor, and more. So it's a lot of plates to keep spinning if you're the state party chair. And yet Devin Remiker signed up for the gig. And so here he is joining us now. Devin, it's nice to have you here. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Pat. Appreciate it.
Let's start first with an overview. You succeeded Ben Wickler, well, not that terribly long ago. So what do you think of the job so far? This is your chance to say, my God, what have I done? Get me out of here.
Well, I'm really enjoying it. Thankfully, having worked with Ben and even Chair Martha Lanning before him, I very much knew what I was signing up for. It's obviously been an action-packed first 3 months on the job, starting July 1st, between the state budget, the federal budget, the governor's announcement that he's not seeking re-election, and our growing crop of fantastic nominees for governor and offices all around the state. So I'm just really excited to be able to keep up the fight, proud to have continued our success on many fronts, including beating the state Republican Party 3-1 on the latest finance report in August.
Oh, there you go. See, there's plenty of enthusiasm already, as seen not just in those contributions, but in candidates as well. So we will get to that, but I think we'll probably go in order of how I introduce the segment here. So let's start with the political violence of Dallas and, of course, other recent events as well. And in my mind, from a Wisconsin standpoint, you can't talk about the reaction to political violence without talking about the, shall we say, emotionally supercharged and threatening tweets from Congressman Derek Van Orden. But then you had, responses from the president and vice president of the United States yesterday. And so I'd kind of like to start with your own reaction to what you believe political figures from both parties ought to be saying when we have episodes of political violence like this in our country.
So when the tragic shooting of Charlie Kirk happened, I spoke out very quickly and clearly, calling for folks to turn down the rhetoric and the temperature. I genuinely believe that political violence has no place in our dialogue and in our political system. Unfortunately, what we have seen are folks like Derek Van Orden fanning the flames with very, very inflammatory rhetoric. I mean, I think he was up to over 700 tweets, doing everything from calling for basically another civil war to threatening to take away funding from the Mayo Clinic and the city of Eau Claire and Ellsworth within his own district, along with hospital networks. It is absolutely deranged what he is doing. You know, even yesterday, he was threatening to hold the Wisconsin Democratic Party legally accountable. And we have Vice President J.D. Vance basically telling at least half of the country's population that they can go straight to hell. It is really sad. It is really unfortunate. And I think that we have the opportunity to turn the page on this divisive rhetoric, this inflammatory rhetoric in 2026. And I'm looking forward to the opportunity to do that.
Now, you know, Jimmy Kimmel is not the most important political figure today, but his return to TV yesterday told me, or the day before, I should say, told me that there may be a turn that's being made, a pivot in terms of the recognition of ordinary Americans that, yeah, they're used to political back and forth, but there's something in this particular case about, you know, taking a talk show host off the air for things that he said. There were plenty of conservatives that came to Jimmy Kimmel's defense as well. I wonder if you sense that in the general public, or is this kind of a one-off and it'll quickly be forgotten until the next time Donald Trump and his FCC chair and others try to restrict people's First Amendment rights?
I don't think it'll be easily forgotten. I think this was a wake-up call for a lot of people. You know, the silencing of free speech by conservatives was really pushed in the last few weeks, and it really culminated with the taking off the air of Jimmy Kimmel. I think that when folks are trying to stop people from speaking out, that is the time to speak louder than before. I think a lot of people heard that loud and clear. And it also laid bare a lot of the Republican hypocrisy on this issue. I almost feel bad for some of the folks to have to clean up for Donald Trump sometimes, but they were spending weeks, or a week rather, saying that, you know, this was a business decision, that he, you know, the government had nothing to do with it. And then Donald Trump just goes out and tweets that, you know, he's going to take another run at ABC to try to get Kimmel off the air. I mean, it's very clear what he's doing. He's weaponizing the federal government to silence his dissent and to silence critics in his political opposition. And I think that that is a very stark and important moment for our country to take note of. I certainly don't think this is going to be the last time we see something like that out of the administration. And it makes our fight back all the more important.
We're talking to Devin Remiker. He's the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. And there are already multiple Democratic candidates running for governor. But we're going to start on the Republican side, where they now have their first, you know, marquee name, perhaps only their only one. I don't know who all will potentially come in and run for governor on the Republican side. But Congressman Tom Tiffany is a big name. But what's your assessment of him as a potential nominee when defending the governor's race next year?
Well, whether it's supporting the GOP's and Donald Trump's tariffs, taxes on working class Wisconsinites, taking away health care from working class Wisconsinites, he's been in lockstep with the administration every step of the way. And I think Tom Tiffany is somebody who we look at as just another stooge, a MAGA loyalist that is going to put Washington, D.C. And Donald Trump before Washington County and the rest of Wisconsin. And at the end of the day, I'm really looking forward to making sure every single Wisconsinite knows his track record. We're able to hold him accountable. I think he's going to try to moderate himself, as we always see Republicans do in these races. We're not going to let him get away with it. We're going to make sure everyone knows Tariff Tom's real record of devastating working class Wisconsinites.
And one of those examples that I think folks noticed pretty quickly deals with women's reproductive health rights, where, you know, he has sponsored bills that would amount to total abortion bans, but is currently using some interesting verbal gymnastics to talk about, you know, supporting and maintaining the state's current 20-week law. But much like Scott Walker with Act 10 and with union busting laws, much like, I don't know, Supreme Court justices and Roe v. Wade, there seems to me to be a kind of a trustworthy factor when it comes to Tom Tiffany trying to pretend that he would not push for a 6-week or total abortion ban if he were to get elected.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I mean, we have seen time and time again that Republicans say one thing to get elected and do another. They consistently betray their constituents and the promises that they make on the campaign trail. Whether it's one of the examples you just gave, whether it was Scott Walker kind of putting out an ad that indicated he was a little bit more friendly on choice and then immediately moving an abortion ban once again in the state of Wisconsin when he was elected. The core of it is that Tom Tiffany supported a 6-week abortion ban during his time in Congress. He supported the bans that Republicans tried to move when he was in the state legislature. And we have also seen him help support Donald Trump's betrayal of his promises and the Republican Party's promises in 2024. They said they weren't going to touch people's Medicare, that they were going to stay away from Social Security. And we saw in the wake of the last budget being passed that, you know, Trump officials commented that this is a backdoor for them to privatize Social Security. You simply cannot trust these individuals, and you can't trust them. Tom might end up right alongside Toxic Tom and Tariff Tom, because it is a common theme.
We're talking to Devin Remiker. He's the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, the Democratic Party attracting a lot of candidates already for governor. That's not unexpected, but also multiple candidates in a couple of congressional districts, the 3rd district in western Wisconsin, the 8th district in northeast Wisconsin. And now there are multiple Democrats running in some legislative races that have announced already. So, Devin, you've worked with the party for many years. You're the new chair, but you've seen more than your share of primaries. What's your overview of not just the role of the state party, but frankly, there are a lot of county parties out there that, you know, the people kind of come and go in leadership positions. So what is it that you want people to know about how state and county parties treat primaries as we head into a very busy season before August of next year?
Absolutely. So primaries, from my personal perspective and what I bring into the role at the party, is that they're a healthy process. They are a way for candidates to be able to share their vision, ideas, and for the party to align around what our future is and what we're looking for out of the next generation of leadership. And I think right now, when there's a lot of folks that are trying to figure out what that looks like for the Democratic Party, both in Wisconsin and across the country, I think this is a really important process. I think what doesn't help the process is the party having its thumb on the scale. So the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, our county parties, our congressional district parties, all of our other units, we're going to be neutral in the governor's race, in congressional district primaries, in state legislative primaries. And I think that's really important. One of the quirks of Wisconsin is that we have a very late primary. It's going to be on August 11th next year, which gives us 84 days between the primary and the general election. And what we can have are folks that have hurt feelings because a thumb was on the scale or they feel like they didn't get a fair shake. I think an important part to having that process play out is making sure that folks do get that fair shake and the fair process and the party isn't favoring one person or the other, because we all have to come together within that 84-day window to go towards success. And we can't do that if we're working through hurt feelings.
I've got about a minute left just to ask you, in terms of the governor's race, that the state Democratic Party is already thinking about how best to assist whoever the nominee turns out to be during those 84 days. What is it that you're doing to help ensure a strong nominee?
Yeah, I'm really excited. We're partnering with outgoing governor, Tony Evers, to have the Governor Readiness Project, which is a all-hands-on-deck effort to make sure that although we are neutral in these primaries, we're not just sitting on our hands until the primary is over. We're going to be focusing on holding the Republicans accountable and making sure that whoever our nominee is, on election night, on August 11th, they have the team, the resources, and an already weakened opponent so that we can maximize those 84 days. It is going to be unprecedented in scope and scale, and I am really excited to be able to spend our time focusing on holding Tariff Tom accountable for devastating working Wisconsin families all the way in the run-up till August 11th.
State Democratic Party Chair Devin Remiker, it is great for you to take some time this morning to talk with us, give us a campaign update. We'll visit again soon. Have a great day.
Thank you very much, Pat. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you so much. One more reminder before we head to break that we have our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. And again, you only have until 8 o'clock to text us the word fall, F-A-L-L. There will be more chances to win starting in the 9 a.m. hour, Matinere on Air with Jane Matinere and Greg Bach. And then more chances beyond that to win a daily prize and a grand prize of football tickets to one of the biggest games of the season. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Joe Zepecki in our next hour.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
What you doing Saturday night, September 27th? Nothing? Man, you need to black out that whole evening. While you're at it, text this to three of your friends. Here it is. Saturday, September 27th, free money, $40,000 cash. Let's meet up. That ought to get their attention. Over $40,000 cash is what Ho-Chunk Gaming Wittenberg is handing out on September 27th. Yeah, we call it the Autumn Advantage Giveaway. All in all, 13 winners will share over $40,000 cash, including 20 grand for the first place winner. Swing by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wittenberg. Earn just 30 points up to four times each day to collect $60 in rewards play and four entries into the big cash drawing. Plus, Fridays and Saturdays from noon to midnight, hourly winners of up to $200 in rewards play or a spin on the progressive cash wheel. Starts at $100 with another $100 added if unclaimed, all the way to $1,300 cash. So tell your friends to win free cash. Meet me at Ho-Chunk Gaming. See the rewards club for details. Must be 21 or over to play.
Are unauthorized immigrants eligible for federal Medicaid coverage? No. Unauthorized immigrants are not eligible for traditional federally funded Medicaid health insurance and never have been. A 1996 law also requires most authorized immigrants to wait 5 years for eligibility. 14 states, not including Wisconsin, use state funds to cover unauthorized immigrants. President Trump has proposed cutting federal Medicaid funds to those states, which could drop 1.4 million people from health care coverage. In Wisconsin, Medicaid covers 1.28 million people at a cost of $12.1 billion. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Another very pleasant start here in north central Wisconsin, a bit chillier than it's been in recent days. Right now, 47 degrees here at our studios in downtown Wausau at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Sunny skies. Again, hopefully your day is off to a great start. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. Ian, again, good morning.
Good morning, Chet.
We will have more on your big night in our last segment. But I want to talk a little bit today because yesterday, Tom Tiffany was in Wausau, one of his first appearances after announcing that he would be running for governor. And he basically started trying to set an agenda for his race for the state house. And I'm trying to be open-minded about this, but he's got a long record. And okay. I don't understand this pattern that Republicans like to, well, things are really bad, but they really don't do anything to make things better. That's basically what they do. They say that things are not going well. That's what he says. Oh, I'm running because I'm somebody that is change the way things are done in Madison. I know how to do things. And yet, they don't believe in using government for a positive. They don't believe in trying to fix problems. They just try to point out problems and say, hey, it's your fault. And I don't understand this idea of always trashing the state or trashing the country when things are not under your control. And then saying, as Donald Trump says, well, now everything's wonderful. I'm sorry, but you don't take over on January the 20th this year and say that everything was terrible. And then now today here in, what, September, everything's wonderful. Fantastic. I mean, come on. So I would hope that we are going to see a campaign that actually talks about issues, does not fall into the trap of the horse race, does not fall into the trap of personalities. Talk about education and education funding. What Absolutely. Does Tom Tiffany believe we should be doing in terms of education and education funding? I don't want to hear the generalities that, oh, we're not doing well enough. Well, we hear that all the time. What are your solutions to the problems? We need to be specifics. Better. Yes, we need to be better on programs like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think over the next year, something that you and I are going to do is we're going to go issue by issue and look at these candidates and what they are saying about issues. Mm-hmm. Try to take away the personalities, whether it's the personalities of the candidates or the personalities of myself or yourself. Let's try to get down to the core about the future exactly. for the state of Wisconsin.
Take away the showmanship and focus on the actual issues themselves.
Right. I mean, it's so easy. And I saw an interview with Tiffany yesterday where he's talking about, you know, just a laundry list of things that he thinks are not right with Wisconsin.
Anything specific? Or
no.
Just
well, he talks about dropping below Mississippi in terms of educational attainment. Okay. What are you going to do about it? Does it mean more funding for private schools? I mean, disagree with it, but at least there'll be an answer. But he just goes through a list. Mm-hmm. He says, we are in the bottom 10 to be able to start a business. You know what that means. Oh, we can't have any regulation or any rules. Mm-hmm. Anybody should be able to do anything they want as long as they're a rich guy. No, that's not the way to go.
Nope.
Energy costs. Okay. Well, is eliminating solar or alternative energies the way to go? Well, I want to hear that discussion. So, again, it's going to be a long campaign. The primary is not until next August. So we already have a number of candidates on both sides of the aisle.
Yep.
So there'll be a lot to talk about. But let's talk about issues and not talk about horse races. Let's not talk about who gets the Trump endorsement, which seems to be the golden goose over on the Republican side.
And instead of just pointing out all the things that we're doing wrong, how about we come up with, you know, some possible solutions as how we can make it right or how we can improve upon it, instead of saying like, oh, there's no way to fix this. It's like, well, if there is a way to fix it, why don't you give us some examples and we can
there you go.
See if they're actually feasible ideas.
The battle of ideas.
Exactly.
That's the bottom line.
We've talked about that constantly because it is important. It's not just about, you know, who has the more bigger personality or, you know, the biggest ratings. It's about, you know, talking about these issues and how we want to fix them for future generations. Because if we don't start fixing things now, the future generations are going to have a real workload on their hands. And that's not fair to them.
And by the way, there's also, we've talked about, well, what happens down in the 7th Congressional District, where Tom Tiffany has been the representative. It didn't take long, but a Republican candidate has already thrown her hat into the ring. It's Jesse Eben of Stanley. And the only thing I know about her right now is she calls herself a Trump conservative. So there's a start. We will try to fill in the blanks for her as we move forward. There is one person who has already announced that he will be running on the Democratic side. So we'll talk about that as well. So again, election season is getting closer and closer and closer. It'll be a very, interesting 2026.
I agree.
Coming up after our information update here at the top of the hour, I will be joining Pat Kreitlow. We'll be talking about stuff. So I'll be with Pat coming up. And then me and Ian will be back at 8:22, and we'll talk about what Ian's up to and give the number for the day quiz as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost 8 o'clock. Good morning. 47 degrees here in downtown Wausau. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. With the clock ticking, sources tell CBS News the Justice Department is close to making a decision on whether to seek an indictment against President Trump's longtime nemesis, James Comey. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Comey has denied wrongdoing, but the president publicly demanded Comey's prosecution in a social media post earlier this month.
White House has ordered government agencies to come up with mass firing plans in case of a shutdown next week. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
Democrats do not support the partisan Republican spending bill because it continues to gut the health care of the American people.
Investigators in Dallas say they found anti-ICE language on bullets after a gunman killed a detainee outside a field office and left two others in critical condition, acting ICE Director Todd Lyons.
There was no way he could have known detainees were in that vehicle. He was just indiscriminately shooting, hoping to cause a carnage and mayhem.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.